Christina Colasurdo is here. You are the organizer of Julia's Journey. Tell me all about the event. This sounds very exciting.
We are hosting a golf tournament on July 22nd at Beechwood Golf and Social House, and it is to raise money for Ronald McDonald House Charities and the family of Melania Zaporin, who is a girl who right now is struggling and battling leukemia.
Tell me the impetus and the reason for Julia's Journey.
Julia, with my daughter, she was born in 2006, and at the age of two, she was diagnosed with leukemia. So we were obviously back and forth with McMaster Hospital for quite a bit. It was about a year of her battling leukemia. Stayed at the Ronald McDonald House a number of times. Unfortunately, when she was three, she earned her wings. And I guess this is a way for us to give back. It's dealing with a really bad situation, trying to turn it into a positive any way we can while keeping her name alive.
How do you find the strength for that?
You just do. You just do. Everybody always says to me, you know, I can't believe how strong you are. Well, you know, when you're put in those situations, you really have nothing to do but fight and to be strong. You can either, you know, feel sorry for yourself, or I believe everything happens for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. I probably never will know what the reason is, but in my mind, I have to try and make something positive out of this, because if I didn't, I honestly, I don't even know where I'd be. So I'm trying just to be positive and help families. I know what we went through during that year was a financial struggle. It was a emotional struggle, and we are just trying to give back, because we honestly, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. So anything that we could do to help families who are going through this is what we try and focus on.
Let's talk a bit about the Ronald McDonald House and how they do continuous support for families.
Yeah, the Ronald McDonald House, when we were going through it, I didn't really appreciate everything that they do until, you know, you sit back and think, oh my God, we stayed there for a whole summer. They had activities. I had two boys, you know, 7 and 5 at the time when we were going through this. So they were a godsend to my boys. We spent the whole summer there. And again, that's a cost that we didn't have to incur. We didn't have to keep going back and forth. And it kept our family together, because one of us were always at the hospital with Julia. So in order for us to be together as a family, that was our home. So the great things that they do, you don't realize how great they are until you have to use them.
Yeah, it's one of those organizations that we wish we didn't have to have, but glad we do have it.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the event. This is very much getting me in the summer mode. Golf tournaments always bring on summer. I love it. So tell me about the details, how people can get involved.
So again, it's July 22nd at Beechwood Golf and Social House. There's a number of ways they can get involved. If we have companies out there that would like to sponsor, we're taking, whole sponsors. We're looking for swag to put in the bags to give to the golfers. Anything helps. And then if you want to come out in golf and know that, enjoy a game of golf while doing something great and helping a local family and the Ronald McDonald House, you can do that as well. We have a website that we just created, so it'll be up within a day or two, juliasjourney.ca. All the information will be on there. A link to register for the golf tournament will be on there. A little bit about our story, a little bit about the family that we're going to be trying to help out. So everything will be on that website.
Now, is this the first annual?
We did it before. This is the third time we've done a golf tournament, but we used to do a 5-kilometer walk on Merritt Island. We did that about for the first 9 years that Julia was taken from us. We try and do a function around her birthday. Her birthday's July 25th, so we always try and hold an event during that time. So it's the third time we've done a golf tournament, but not consecutive. During COVID, we didn't do many events, but right, we're back.
Back in the saddle and back at it. Is there a goal in mind this year, Christina?
We're hoping to reach the $10,000 mark this year with this tournament. It's looking good so far. We've had some companies step on board, so we're thankful for that. ES Fox, Ash Interiors, great companies that have already stepped on board to help us out. So yeah, we're hoping about $10,000. Hopefully we can help the family out.
Wonderful initiative, and I wish you all the luck in the world. This is a wonderful event, and hoping that we can be a part of it.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Rob. It was nice talking to you. Thanks again for everything.
Lovely to talk to you, Christina.
Thank you.